Māori health leaders say something needs to be done to close the vaccine gap for Māori. Many Māori are ineligible for boosters until March, which is when the Omicron outbreak is forecast to peak. Jamie Tahana reports.
Omicron is here, and within weeks, tens of thousands are forecast to have it. Indigenous researcher Dr. Awiri Taunui has been tracking COVID since it arrived on these shores. He says the latest variant is yet to emerge in Māori communities, but like Delta, it's only a matter of time. And he says the position is perilous. Only 22% of Māori have had a booster.
The overall vaccination rollout disadvantaged Māori because it was age-related and our population is very youthful, so it got pushed to the back of the line. Now, Māori health providers have led a really strong effort to vaccinate Māori, but one of the issues that emerges is that cohort won't qualify for a booster until the 1st of March.
And that's when Omicron is forecast to peak. Dr. Taunui says to address this, the government should reduce the gap between the second dose and a booster. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says that's not a decision for her.
There are groups who had their second doses later in the vaccine rollout than others, and we are mindful of those equity issues. But again, the decision on the gap for boosters is one for medical experts, not one for politicians. If they advise us to do that, then that's what we'll do.
Those equity issues have been well canvassed. In December, the Waitangi Tribunal said the government's COVID response had disadvantaged Māori, finding that health advice was ignored in favour of political decisions. In Gisborne, Māori health provider Turanga Health is racing Omicron, trying to boost booster numbers and turning their attention to 5 to 11-year-olds. Rewete Ropeha says they're seeing satisfying numbers of tamariki.
The boosters and the kids have been pretty, averaging about 110, 120 a day coming through the drive-through. We've been going 7 days since we've kicked off last week. It really is head down and getting into those sort of spaces.
But getting to tamariki requires a unique approach. In Palmerston North yesterday, Te Kuruko Papa Mario Mana Tamariki threw open its doors as a vaccination centre. Its tumuaki, Sherry Centeno, says it was about creating a comfortable atmosphere for whānau.
We know with Omicron coming in, that's a real worry and a concern for our whānau. So we just wanted to help and support our whānau.
She says they held Zoom hui with kura kids who are now doctors, so whānau could ask questions. Ms. Centeno says it was an extraordinary success. People were comfortable in a familiar environment with their own reo.
I was so amazed at how happy these kids were. So now, when kura starts back next week, we'll have a group of children that will be talking to all their mates. And then the parents also now talk, the parents that were here today now talking to other parents.
Rawiri Taunui says there was no specific Māori strategy for Omicron when the government announced its phased response to the variant this week.
So there is no Māori strategy for Omicron environment and we need one. That is the priority.
He says there needs to be more pūtea for Māori health providers and for communities to afford basic supplies when they're forced to isolate.